All right. Hello, everyone out there. You were just listening to The OCs with Palace Doctor off their 2015 album Mutilator Defeated at Last. And before that was 6660 with Rivers. And now for a PSA. Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And my name is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And coming up next is a truly wonderful song, which was in the latest Wes Anderson movie, a movie called Isle of Dogs, which I saw in New Zealand at a really cute little theater in Nelson. Great time, great movie. I think it might be one of my favorites. I'm excited to rewatch it so I can see if it's like as good as I thought it was when I first saw it. If you have any opinions on this movie, feel free to call in. Our number is 855-915-9636. I would love to hear what you think about Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. So coming up next is the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band.
I've lost all of my pride. I've been to paradise and out the other side, with no one to guide me, torn apart by a fiery wheel inside me. I won't hurt you. That's golden and brilliant without illumination. Your mouth's a constellation. The stars are in your eyes. I'll take a spaceship and try and go and find you. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you.
Quero uma machado pra quebrar o gelo. Quero acordar do sonho agora mesmo. Quero uma chance de tentar viver sem dor. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar de um tempo, de onde eu vim, o mundo azul. Trajetória escapa o risco nu. As nuvens queimam o céu, o nariz azul. Desculpe, estranho, eu voltei mais puro do céu. Na lua o lado escuro é sempre igual. No espaço a solidão é tão normal. Desculpe, estranho, eu voltei mais puro do céu. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou chorar sem medo, vou lembrar do tempo, de onde eu vi o mundo azul. Estar lá e ver ele voltar. Não era mais o mesmo, mas estava em seu lugar. Sempre estar lá e ver ele voltar. O tolo teme a noite, como a noite vai temer o fogo. Eu vou chorar sem medo, eu vou lembrar do tempo, de onde eu vi o mundo azul.
So we just had two back-to-back Wes Anderson songs. This is kind of distracting background music, but I like this song. Anyway, so we just had So George with Starman, which is from The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. I don't know how to say that, but yeah. Also from a Wes Anderson movie, just like the song before it, I Won't Hurt You by the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. That's a really long name. And now playing is Dirtica by Spoonbill. This is a relatively new release. It came out earlier in 2018. And ooh, I'm just gonna let this play. I'll talk later.
Thank you. Getting into it.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We have some more people listening, I see. So we just had two songs back-to-back from Spoonbill. First up there, we had Jertica by Spoonbill, and after that, Wonk Ball. 9 years. The first song that I played, Jertica, was released in 2018, and then Wonk Ball, the most recent one, was released in 2009. And you know, it's a really cool the Spoonbill uses a lot of really interesting sounds in that last one. And you know, I was wondering, is that music? Is it just sounds? I mean, the beat comes in. What makes it music? What makes it different from sounds? And joining me to answer that question is Georgia. So I'm going to turn her up. She is FaceTiming me. Let's see if this works. Hello, Georgia.
Hello.
Hey, how about that?
Fantastic. Well, you asking me that question makes it sound like I can answer that question.
Well,
which I'm not sure I can.
Well, have any thoughts?
It is lots of sounds, and like you're saying, it does start to make a beat. But it's a trip, really.
It really is. It's a full on journey, just like this song. Yeah. This song's definitely a trip. We're currently listening to River Song by Tonto's Expanding Headband. But I mean, if that beat didn't come in on Wonk Ball, and it was just those sounds, without any order, would it still be music? Because, I mean, a lot of
what
the time...
What makes it music?
Exactly.
Ooh.
Whoa. a lot of the times when you think of music, you think it needs to have, like, a melody.
And a beat.
And a beat. But...
And some kind of structure. But yeah, there's very, like, unstructured sound.
Yeah.
But it's great. I think that's why it's good.
I'm glad that you like it. I quite like it. It's a cool song. It's an experience. And yeah, I have actually coming up next a song by Perry and Kingsley, which whereas Wonk Ball was from 2009, this song was from it's from the mid 60s, and it's basically experimenting with I believe it was a Moog synthesizer. I can fact check that and let you know after the song. But it's just some cool experimentation 50 years apart, and but it has a fairly similar sound minus the beat. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that on. Thank you for joining me, Georgia.
You're so welcome. Enjoy, everyone else.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Hello again, everyone out there listening. Thank you for tuning in. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I usually host a show called Highly Recommended, filled with music that I recommend highly, and it is currently 30 seconds from 5:30 p.m. on this lovely Thursday afternoon, and I don't yet have a regular show, but otherwise I would be plugging it, but keep your eyes out on the schedule if you like what you are hearing. Coming up next, we just listened to Mutilated Lips by Ween off of their 1997 album The Mollusk, and before that, Perry and Kingsley with Cosmic Ballad from the great album name The In Sound from Way Out, 1966. Could you see the similarities between that song and Wonk Ball by Spoonbill? I think it's pretty cool. If you want to call in and discuss what makes music music and other such interesting queries, you know, just definitely do call in. Our number is 855-915-WMFO. And, you know, I had another song up and ready, and I have no idea where... Oh, there it is. Cool. Oh, no, it's gone again. What is my... My computer is not happy with me. I hope I don't have a virus. Okay, cool. Now it's paused. And so coming up next are The Exponents, a band from New Zealand. And this song in New Zealand is, like, it's kind of an anthem. It's a good time, so I'm just gonna put that. Oh no, the song's gone again. What are you doing? What's technology? See, I wish I should check and see if we have this on vinyl, because and it's gone. What? This is frustrating. All right, I'm just gonna put it on before it goes away again. So here are The Exponents. That wasn't right. It's still not working. Hold with me while I try and figure this out. This is so weird. Let's see. The Exponents. With their song. Which song did I want to play? Why does love do this to me? You know, if I can't get this to work, I might have to sing it. And I don't even want to do that. I'm sure that you guys don't either. But I think, is it going to... Here we go. Yeah, all right. No, that's not right. All right, there we go. So sorry. It seems now that it's over, but there is nothing I can do. I don't know. Why does love do this to me? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it's like.
Thank you.
We just had a bit of an extended set there. So, up last we had Buffalo Springfield with Expecting to Fly. Before that, Nick Lowe with I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass. And just before that, the Beach Boys with Surfer Girl. Oh, and I don't even know if I did the one before that. So before that, we had Ariel Pink with Put Your Number in My Phone. And coming up next, a band which I found over the summer and quickly fell in love with. Actually, not even this. Recently. Couple months. Half a year. Not that long ago. Up next, of Montreal.
Every starry night, though the moon's not very bright, it's a very attractive sight. This fair and it's a very starry night, watching barristers in flight, see them disappear from sight on this fair and starry night.
Oh, I'm by myself.
Ah, no, that's the problem with digital media. It's so easy to switch around.
Let's see, where are we?
A very starry night. Today is not my day for technology, but here we go. I think we're back now.
It's a very starry night.
By myself.
We just had Of Montreal with It's a Very Starry Night. And before that, Buffalo Springfield with Expecting to Fly. And now, some tips on pedestrian safety, which is very important, especially on a very starry night, or any night. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the roads and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. And so, it's 5:54, and my set here on WMFO is coming to a close very shortly, so thank you all for tuning in. My name is Mellow Max, and I host a show called Highly Recommended, Music That I Recommend Highly, and it hasn't been scheduled yet, but hopefully I'll have a nice time. It'll either be Monday or Thursday night. And coming up next, I'm going to have another song from Of Montreal, from the same album, actually. I quite like this album. It's called Coquelicot. I don't know how to pronounce that word, unfortunately. But Coquelicot, Asleep in the Poppies, a variety of whimsical verse. Maybe by the end of the next song I will know how to pronounce that. I feel like it's a word that I should know how to pronounce, but this song is called Let's Do Everything for the First Time Forever. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio of Montreal.
Will you kiss me again so I can pretend we're kissing for the first time? Because when we kissed for the first time I was distracted. I couldn't believe it was true that I was truly, really, finally kissing you. Will you hug me again so I can pretend we're embracing for the first time? 'Cause when you held me for the first time I lost my senses. I couldn't believe it was real. Inside I was laughing and dancing. Like peppermint eels. You are a miracle, like Madeline Leach, consoling mornings
So I have done some research. Hang on, let's hear that again.
Coquelicot.
Coquelicot. Right? Hang on, one more time.
Coquelicot.
Coquelicot. Cool. So yeah, that's Coquelicot. And that album is Coquelicot Asleep in the Poppies, a variety of whimsical bursts. And for my last song, I am going to play let's go for Do You Wanna Dance by the Ramones? Because it'll fit perfectly in the time I have left. So this is Mellow Max signing off. Enjoy your evening.